Go. All right. Welcome to the Goon Life Experience, episode number 39, I believe.
Hello.
It
What
is
is up?
your host Cohen with the two co-hosts, Hayden and Mason.
Yep,
You want to say hello?
Cohen's taking the reins on the hosting today.
I want to go by Czar now.
Me and
Just
Hayden,
refer to me by Czar.
are not suited right now. I did not just. I have my. I have my Jeeb in the desk. I call them Death Jeeves.
That's Jeeves.
I
It's a
wish I
new
could have mine on my
innovation, man.
desk. Dog, like in the future, we're gonna like say a year from now, we're gonna have just like bongs on our desk. And they're just gonna be like straight up like
Mean,
bongs. honestly, that is kind of
Oh, we're heading that way.
I feel like that will be normal. Like, I will, like, I feel like in the future, if I want to just smoke every once in a while, I will be able to. Yeah. I feel like the chances of this podcast being another podcast where we're talking about drugs are extremely high.
I get it. Ah, this is
Yeah.
extremely high. Baruch. How's it going?
Don't know, dude.
I
I
did that on
did.
purpose. Some of the Peyton's dad jokes rubbing off on you, huh?
All I'm gonna say is that the plant I had, I accidentally tossed out my window and it's fucking done. I'm making another one.
What? How do you
Yeah.
accidentally
Hey.
toss it out the window?
Hey. Everyone
What?
listening, watch this shit. Isn't that right? We're doing cameras, boys. YouTube, Goon Life Experience.
Oh, we're gonna post this on YouTube. Let's try to not get demonetized, guys.
Dude, we're not.
No,
We can't
don't.
even make money.
What's Yeah, so
Boom,
what's the fucking
boom,
point?
firepower.
Dude, I thought about that shit like a week ago. I was like, boom, boom, fire. I was like, what is that from, dude? Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, I
It's
remember
YouTube.
doing that
I know what
so
it is.
much.
Where is
It's
it from,
from,
Hayden? Where's it from,
it's
Hayden?
from, it's from, fuck, I forget. It's those,
Shut the fuck up,
all
dude.
those animals in the zoo and Not in a
stuff. You had the
museum.
lion. No. You had the lion.
The
You
night
had the
of.
zebra. No, it's an animated movie. You had the lion.
What? You
Shut the fuck up,
dumbass.
Hayden.
I just told you what it
It's
is.
not in a
What is it?
museum, too.
I literally just said not in museum.
It's not the night of the
Yes,
museum.
it is.
I think the name is Enter the Mizonium or something shit.
Yeah.
Great movie. Great movie series. It's like, I only saw the first two. I think there's a
Give
third
me
one.
gum gum dum dum. Oh,
That's
dude.
a good one.
I watched it like during before Christmas with
Dude,
Joe.
the Teddy Roosevelt character made me really like him as a person.
Right. So, yeah.
It got his likable because, like, Teddy Roosevelt.
Sacagawea. Damn, I was wrong.
Sacagawea. What? You're wrong about what?
That wasn't the movie I was talking about for real. What the
What?
fuck
You're
are
talking
we
about you're
doing?
ta you're talking about
That's
Escape
why
from
we called you
Madagascar.
dumbass. Yes.
What's his name? Eddie Murphy. Who's the dude Ross from Right Friends? If you know that person, some famous people.
Eddie Murphy.
Bunch of bitches will
No.
know that person. I swear, every girl I know. Do you watch Friends? Friends is such a good
I fucking
show.
hate Friends,
Dude,
bro.
it is. This might be an unpopular opinion, but it's a shit show, in my opinion.
Yes.
I don't like it at all.
I have a question. Yeah, no, dude.
There goes that one follower that was a Friends fan. There it
Like,
goes.
ah,
He's like, fuck this thing.
dude,
Bro, I got a sweatshirt in my closet right now. can you guess what the most, like, if someone found out, like, what character had the most screen time on Friends? Can you guess who that was?
I have no clue.
Well, it was fucking Ross.
Jennifer Aniston.
No,
Is that her
dude.
name?
No, dude. Jennifer Aniston was second, but the girls were like fifth and sixth.
Really?
The other two girls were fifth and sixth. That means like so many. Like I feel like I feel
Oh,
like
I thought it's the guy of the Junos.
what?
That has a nasally voice. I thought
What?
it's that guy.
It's a really
Ew.
tall one.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Junos.
Because he kind of
Yeah.
got more. He kind of like out of the guys, he kind of got the most famous afterwards. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No,
No.
I feel like I've seen him on more shit.
Yeah, I guess you are right.
Yeah,
You are
like
you're
he's
right.
not even that famous, but out of all of them, I feel like he was the one that was the most famous afterwards. Like out of the guys, because like I don't like remember seeing the other two in anything, but him, I remember seeing and stuff. Funny, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know. I have no fucking clue. But I finished The Midnight Gospel, dude. Great show. to start
Yeah.
watching. I feel like that's a show I can only watch while high. Like, I can't
No.
watch it sober.
I just love because it makes you think, like, I mean, it's just like Duncan Trussell in general, like, all the shit he talks about.
Dude,
It's like,
yes.
fuck.
Duncan Trussell's good.
Mason, but Mason, do
If
you.
he does he have a podcast by himself? Like, I
Yeah, he
can't.
does.
Yeah, dude, I gotta look into that because, like, I just like listening to him talk and, like, thinking about what he's thinking because it makes me think, man. And, you know.
He's a psychedelic dude.
Yeah, I know. I fuck with that.
Mason, do you agree with me? It's something you can only talk about. Like, you can only watch while high, like that TV show.
I think I could watch it not high, and get a lot away. I just think that like,
I'd rather watch
I'd
high.
rather watch that exact thing high because it's just so crazy. I'm not saying it's not. It's fine too. I don't care.
Okay.
Right. Dude, I might have to whip up a painting of that. I was thinking of it, cause like I just like how trippy everything was and like just random shit. So it's
Yeah,
like,
dude. You should
put him.
do
I'll
him.
put
You
I'll put
should go to this
Clancy in the
little island.
middle. I'll put Clancy in the middle on like a floating island and just a bunch of random shit around it,
You should do. Are you should do
on that
stuff
big
from
ass
the.
canvas.
You should do stuff
Canvas.
from the show.
I
Okay.
like I. This is one of those shows though where I feel like the first episode is gonna be my favorite out of all of them. I don't know. I just
What?
like. I love that first
Hey, the first
episode.
episode was about how all drugs were good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Hayden?
I'm talking like yeah, but like I listened to it, but I liked it for the visuals. Like I liked
Yeah,
the
I
whole
know you're
present.
watching that. Like when he landed on the dude, it's like, what the fuck? And like
Yeah.
you figure out he's like the president and he's a short dude,
Look.
and his dad's his bitch,
He's like some
basically.
badass too. He's just on the top of the roof sniping zombies. And
Yeah.
he was sniping those zombies with a fucking double barrel shotgun. How the fuck are you
It's a
sniping
725 or 735, whatever it is.
Yeah,
So
but
now I
like
don't
from
know.
like I don't know, but
That's
yeah,
my
that'd probably
assumption.
be like I just feel like that's just gonna be my favorite one. I don't know. It
Have
just
you watched any other one besides the first one?
the second one. I didn't really like the second one too much.
What's the second one about again? Oh, it's like
Yeah,
the whole meat thing.
they're like on the
that
hippo.
one was it was okay. Yeah, but like, I think the third one is not bad either. They talk about magic and shit.
The
Yeah, but we.
visuals are so weird in the second one that I think it kind of took away. Like I feel like it was so weird. It was like, what the fuck am I watching? To where like I kind of like didn't really like it.
Mason, on Tuesdays, we gotta watch at least one episode of that every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking dang.
Another show that I've been watching. Well, you can go on if you have anything more to say about the show.
No, you can go ahead.
Going?
No, I mean, I just
Okay.
fucking like it. Well, they better make a second season. That'll be fire.
Yeah, hopefully people should fucking watch it. And they'll get a second season. And it'll be an even bigger budget probably next time too if they get a second season.
Right.
I'll say what show I've been watching is the Futurama. I'm not sure if Hayden liked it. I put like an episode or two on.
No, I did love. I liked it.
I like
I used to
it.
watch Futurama a lot.
It's I don't know. I think I looks. I think it's like a cool representation of like the future. I don't know.
Right.
Dude.
One
I'm like,
episode.
it's not. This is not that bad.
Think we only watched one episode.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know how many we watched.
So I have a question for y'all. Like, so did y'all hear about these UFO sightings and how the Pentagon actually confirmed these or like publicly announced the sightings or whatever and acknowledged them?
Would never do that.
Dude, I have.
What? Yes, they
I
did.
feel
Yeah.
like they would never do that.
They did. Are you dumb? They did.
Mason, do you like? I feel like it was stupid. Like I
What?
feel
Hey,
like.
what do you mean? They
No,
did
they
it. They
did.
came out and acknowledged it. Yeah. Because like, dude, is it been happening so
So
much lately?
that's basically confirming that
Wait.
there are UFOs. Like there are other beings.
Yes.
Like that's a huge thing.
Is there any more to that story?
I mean, like, obviously there is, but you have to look more into it, but I haven't
You
looked
can't
into
give
it.
us more than a fucking
I've seen
headline?
the videos of like, but I just thought it was fake.
I mean, I can like tell you like there's been like 10 months ago there was like another encounter in this fighter jet, Navy fighter jet. Was a
Okay.
Navy. The dude was in the
I'll
Navy or whatever. But he was saying how like yeah, they caught it on camera and it shows it on camera like flying real fast. And they're just like it's
Okay,
happened
here it
many a
goes.
times and many encounters
Okay, I
and
want to hear Joe Rogan talk about this shit.
they did.
Here's like a little thing. The video shows what appears to be unidentified flying objects rapidly moving while being recorded by infrared cameras. Two of the videos contain service members reacting in awe to how quickly the objects are moving. One voice speculates that it could be a drone.
If you watch it, there's no way it's a drone.
Yeah, I didn't look at it. I don't really care. Like, if there's fucking UFOs, there's UFOs. Like, what? I don't know. Like,
what do you mean you don't know?
Like, I feel like.
But you think about, like, though. Like, all these times, these people have been saying this stuff, and like, they've been dismissing it. Like, no one's acknowledging it, saying it's bullshit. And now they're like, oh, now they're saying they're real encounters. You know, it's kind of fucking like.
Cohen, I have a conspiracy theory. Since you said you like them, I think it's actually like a decent conspiracy. Yeah, I'm not saying like it's real or not. I'm not. Like, I don't believe it, but I'm saying this would be funny, because, or hopefully this is not it. So you know how we were talking about how earlier this week Trump, I see like Trump was actually getting like real criticism for his comments on the, on like the whole like disinfectant stuff. Like people were actually.
Yeah, that's fucking.
Like, people were actually getting mad and, like some shit happened to him. Like, he, like, kind of, like, he stopped showing his face as much, like, doing interviews or whatever. And so, and people were like, dude, Trump, like, kind of hurt his chances right there. Like polls and shit, like, went down for him right there. And, I was like, dude, the conspiracy theorist goes, MB goes, Trump went, motherfuckers, we need to get the spotlight off of me. Let's put, like, what do the citizens want to hear? And then went, They like UFOs. And they're like, okay, dude, like, point out two UFOs we know were drones. Fucking just say, like, holy shit, guys, like, here they go. And then be like, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's true, though, at all. Like,
dude, so, okay, get this
that
shit. Imagine, like,
that would be a good move, though.
Because, like, imagine being, like, you know, like, one of the prior presidents, and, like, you get sworn in, and, like, that's when they tell you, like, yeah, there's UFOs, and they show you the evidence and shit. Like, if you're president, like, you, there's no way you can't go through your presidency without knowing that shit. You know what I mean?
Dude, honestly, bro, sometimes
I think you can.
Sometimes I really think it's the president, the one, like, that's, like, because, like, the CIA, the FBI, like, I feel like there's people that, like, there's, like, secret, like, you know, because they have, like, those...
I'm saying
there might be secrets within like the CIA. Like, I'm saying like they might have like people that only like certain people have access to, because they can't just give like the information to every single fucking high up member. Then it goes to a lot of people.
Yeah. I think he doesn't know really anything about like this shit, cause like it was before him, and there's no reason for him to have known like this classified information.
Unless there's some background shit going on that we don't know. That,
yeah.
Like,
what was it? I think it was just, what the fuck we were talking about. Duncan Trussell was talking about how there's this one conspiracy theory where. You know how they're talking about these meteors or whatever getting closer to Earth and shit?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if it would hit us or whatever, it's like, what if, like, obviously this is a stupid one, but, like, what if they made up this whole coronavirus thing to get people indoors and stock up on food and shit just in case, like, it, like, shut down the fucking power grid or some shit and satellites and, like, we went in the dark zone or whatever. So they're doing that to prepare people. But obviously that's not true because, like, you know, coronavirus is fucking real. You really have people dying from this shit.
Yeah.
So it's not like... But, I mean, it's a cool thought, I guess.
I believe there's, I personally don't believe any conspiracies right now. But I believe there's, like, a good chance, like some of these conspiracy theories about China and shit could be true because... China,
oh,
like,
yeah, you don't use
fucking
like...
lying so much.
Yes.
It's like China is trying to say like they're not like top like three most infected countries or some shit. It's like, dude.
Yeah. There's conspiracy that like if like we like may like there may be someone may go to war with fucking China. for withholding all this information, it like from like, you know, about the coronavirus and shit. Like,
right, people suspected right.
that.
Whatchamacallit, Germany, they left off any China numbers off their coronavirus like number. You know, like if you looked up like how many people are infected with coronavirus, they just completely like removed China, what China says, because they're like, they're fucking lying.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. They canceled sports again. Like, there's no way like they can tell people that this shit's not back.
Dude, they're trying to say the U.S., Spain, Italy, United Kingdom, Germany, France, Turkey, Russia, Iran, all those countries have more cases than China.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I honestly don't believe it.
It's bullshit.
Dude,
bullshit.
Let's go.
Like, you're gonna tell me all these people, and like how many cities they have with millions of people in them, like. Oh, they have like 20 cities that have more than 5 million people in like the city. And you're going to tell me that their numbers only like gained like a couple hundred or whatever it was in like 2 months, a month? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's bullshit. Like, there's no way you're going to, like, I don't know. It's like, yeah. Retarded. It's just not real. Fucking that's retards. Fine. And then you got fucking Kim Jong-un over here, fucking vegetable.
Dude, I feel
South like... Korea saying he's alive, and he's well.
South Korea?
Yeah. They said that like one of their what's it called, spies or something, sent them a letter, sent them a letter like letting him know that like, okay, they're fucking he's alive.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Shit. Why would they release that? They have spies.
Where did you hear?
I don't know. I don't think it was a spies. I think they actually got an actual letter from. North Korea, like basically from.
How you gonna trust that?
Wait.
That's they're saying it. They're reporting that he's alive still.
I'm gonna look it up real quick. Kim Jong Un may be at North Korea resort compound after satellite image spots luxury boats.
I saw that. I mean, that could mean shit, but they might be just trying to trick people.
Kim Jong Un's sisters has been gaining power in North Korea. Is Kim dead? Your guess is as good as Western media's. Yeah, like, no one fucking knows. That was an hour ago.
It's up in the air.
On, like, big
websites. Wait, so secluded. Like, that's crazy how, like, secluded they are. And, like, locked down. That you can't find out shit. Like, it's so hard to get information over there. And with it being true. Country. Yeah, I know. It's, like, it's just insane.
Dude, but, like, shit has... Hayden said, like, are they doing shit that, like, we don't really know about? Like... Coronavirus has been like a perfect time for these countries to do shit. Like I guarantee you, shit's been
and fly under the radar.
Fly under the radar because I was hearing some shit. I forget who was on Joe Rogan. They're talking about politics and they're talking about how fucking boats, like navy vessels, have been sent to like the waters of like the South Asia Sea, like parts of the South Asia Sea that China like says they have like ownership.
Yeah, ownership of yeah.
And they also sent boats to like Honduras waters. So like what the fuck? Like who knows what's going on? I feel like the average person has no idea what the fucking military is up to every day.
I mean, yeah.
I definitely.
But you don't got internet. Like, sometimes
I like that's honestly.
I feel like everybody has no idea really, except unless you're in the military or you're part of the secret operation. You know what I mean? Or you're high up, but.
I mean, who fucking knows? Like, I don't know. The Pentagon officially releasing the videos of the UFOs, man. It's crazy.
Do you think that you think it's you like actual aliens?
No, I mean, like who?
No,
you
I
don't.
Mean, I mean, like you, like do you personally.
Think do I aliens? Think yes? Because I don't think we could create something that's able to move at that high speed, that quick, and it's basically defying physics. Like, there's no way for this object to go straight up in the air from zero to, like, 1,000 in, like, seconds, not even a second, and cutting a 90-degree angle, like, straight right. Like, there's no way. There's no way that we're able to come up with technology to be able to do that.
Dude, maybe they just had, like,
Because think about like it wasn't so long ago that we didn't have like electricity. Like there's no
hear me out. Maybe someone on Earth finally met God and got superpowers. Could be.
Fuck, you're fucking right, Mason. I don't know.
Conspiracy theory, dog.
And there's one dude. I forgot his name, and I forgot the place that he worked at. I don't know if it was Area. Was it Area 50? I don't think it was it Area 51. But he was a. What was he? Fuck, dude. I forgot what like his profession was, but he's very intelligent man, and they found this element. It's called like element 113. You can look it up or something. And it basically could bend gravity. No one knew what it was. Yeah. No one knew what it was. Like they couldn't figure out how to use it or like just what it was. Like it was completely unknown to them. And so they bring him in, thinking like, you know, like we don't know shit. So hopefully, maybe you could try to back engineer this and like figure it out. And he was like, he couldn't find out shit either. And they like tapped his phone and stuff, because of course, like you're gonna have this information. Of course, I'm not gonna be watching you and like everything you do. And he started telling people, or he told some, like his buddies or some shit. And no. What happened was his wife was like fucking some random dude or whatever, and so they fired him. Yeah, they fired him not because like. Like they fired him because they don't want someone like that's recently gone through like something like that. Like, oh, their wife is fucking another dude. Like, cause that's like mentally unstable. So they had to cut him because they don't want no interference at all with nothing.
Well, and, I told you that CIA shit, boy.
Well, he said that, and then he also mentioned how like he was walking by a room or something and looked through the window for like a split second, and he thought like he told people this too. That he saw like a small figure with like two people like studying, like looking at it. And he thought it was an alien or whatever. And he told that to people, and he came on the news and said it. But when he came on the news and said it, he said that it was probably a puppet or like a fucking something else, because like to fit in like his aircraft that was there, spacecraft or whatever, fucking UFO or some shit that they had on deck. And he told people about this, the place or whatever, after they released him. And they, I guess he took, because their borders are farther out than they were. And so he took him and his buddies to like the field and was showing them these, like the fucking, how they're testing the object, like these UFOs flying across the land, and how it would zoom across the land, across the field or whatever the fuck, the plain area. And it would climb up the side of a mountain at the same like height it was at the level ground. So like imagine it's going across a flat ground, and it goes up on the side of the hill at the same height. And it's like, how the fuck does that happen? Like nothing that we have can do that and fly at that speed. And just like, it's crazy. And they, I guess after that, they erased everything about him. They erased his social security number, all the information that he was worked there or anything. But then some stuff came out, a paper that had his like documentation on, and like you can't dismiss that. Like there's no way you can erase someone from something like that. And I just think it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude.
And he's obviously a fucking intelligent man. So like, I don't know. It's not like he's could just make this shit up.
Yeah, dude. Area 51 is, there's definitely some shit in Area 51 that is super classified.
Yeah, obviously, if they want to be protecting it so heavily.
Hey, what are you looking at, dog?
What's on your phone? I was just turning my phone down.
Yeah, hey, you know, I haven't touched my phone fucking once this podcast. Where even is my phone? It's in my pocket. You know
what?
Oh,
shit.
Hayden, put your fucking phone down. Your fucking people, they will wait, dude. 20, 30 more minutes, they will fucking wait. They will be there. They will be ready to text you. You don't need to get lonely. There's two people right here that want to talk to you right now.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine people are trying to have a conversation with you, and you just ignore them, and you try to talk to someone else that probably is not intensely trying to talk to you at the moment.
That's the best disrespect right there. That's
Yeah, fuck. That's a slap to the face. Might just hate myself, to be honest.
Turn my phone on to check the time.
It's a lie, because if you have it on your computer, dumbass.
You love
No, it like I would have had to move the mouse. Oh, damn, I forgot I had this mouse. But yeah.
Yeah, I
Get the
forgot I
fuck
had a
up.
mouse.
The fuck
How do
out
you
of
forget
here.
you have a mouse, bro?
I forgot I had the
Bro,
fucking
take it from away from your mouth.
this
Take the microphone
one.
away from your mouth.
No.
Sound awful.
Yeah, you sound really like
No.
loud. I think it'd be bad for the listeners, dude. See, that's
No.
dude, I come on, Hayden.
Dude, I have a question, guys.
What?
Dude, tomorrow. Oh shit! Tomorrow's my mom's birthday. Holy
What'd you
fuck!
get her? What did you get her?
Oh no, no.
Walmart is
You better go to
closed.
Walmart tomorrow.
It's fucking me, right? Well, you know, I know Word, like Word, pretty well. I can fucking whip up a bomb ass.
Home.
No, I'll say a bomb ass like hard.
How well do you know Word?
Fucking
Like,
pretty
good
good.
friends? Y'all talk to each other a lot?
Haha, and boom. Yeah, you're really funny. You made me chuckle there. What were we saying?
Like, I don't know how he's a dumbass. Look at him. He already took off his headphones. He can't hear us.
I'm high as fuck. Oh, dude, I feel like I was leading up to something important and I just forgot.
Yeah, you're gonna ask us a question.
Damn, I don't remember.
Are you fucking kidding me, Mason?
What is Hayden doing in the middle of the podcast?
He's like throwing shit,
Oh,
and then you don't know.
I was gonna say, what do you? Oh yeah, like this month, this upcoming month, I'm a like June is when the summer starts, right? You know what I mean? That's when like real school
Yeah.
starts. This month, I'm a fucking like I'm just kind of like trying to work out a lot this summer, just get like better in shape. So, or this upcoming month. So then when summer hits, I can just focus on working and hanging out.
Working and hanging out. Why not? You can juggle working out during that. What?
What do you mean?
Like, you can work out during those days. Dude,
What? Who said I wasn't?
I just can't. You're making me
Who
fucking laugh.
said I wasn't gonna work out during the summer?
You just said that, like, oh, so I'll work out this month, so like the next month I can focus on working and
Yeah, well,
hanging
I'm
out.
still gonna be working this upcoming month. I just mean like my focus, like what my main, like what I spend most of my time is on. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right. I mean, I guess.
What do you mean, you
You
guess?
should be doing the same times, like be working out the
No,
same amount.
I'm saying no.
Yes. Yes.
Like, dude, no. You can
Yes.
spend more time working out than you usually do, and it's fine. Like, what is Hayden laughing at,
Stop.
dude? He needs to shut the fuck up.
No, because I just saw Cohen shaking his head at me, right? And it just kept on making me laugh because I know what he was thinking of. Every time I saw him shake his head, I just laughed.
Dude,
But
I haven't seen Hayden without glasses in a while, it feels like.
it me or they're like they're I feel like you guys' faces are very like non-symmetrical.
What is that even
I
like?
don't even know.
How
That's
can
like
you
I
even
don't even.
tell?
I feel like most people's faces
Yeah.
aren't
Yeah, if
faces
they aren't, but
aren't.
like if I look at yours, I can distinctly tell that like your left side is like shaped different than your right side of your face. It's like what if Peyton's like left side of his face is the exact same as your right
Oh,
side?
dude. I recently listened to an episode of Joe Rogan. He had a female on. Dude, it was so
Oh
funny.
yeah, Pelosi, whatever her name
Yeah,
is.
it's like
Was the one
three.
that talked about aliens?
No, it's like three
What?
hours and 25 minutes long, and I'm
I
like,
was watching
damn.
the beginning.
I was like, damn, this is a really long podcast. And I'm like, I read the comments, and all of them are like making fun of Joe Rogan. It's hilarious. They're
Simp.
like, they're like, they're like Joe Rogan wears a tight shirt today. Now doesn't he? When girl only wears shirts on and shit or whatever. But I clipped something that he said on the podcast. I thought was pretty good, cool. I put it out, I posted it to YouTube. I gotta send you a link later.
Does he talk about?
I forget.
What?
I'm too high to remember. I don't
Dude, Mason's shit fucking hits, dog. Like he wasn't lying. That shit hits. I don't know if you bought the same stuff, but that shit was
Hayden, I feel
good.
like everything hits you.
No, bro.
No.
I got the shit that my plug like got from fucking Denver or whatever it was, like the package. I got okay. some. I got like an eighth of it.
Mason made a good point yesterday. I'm like, imagine if we were smoking the shit like that we smoked like when we were in fucking like when me and Mason were in when you were fucking younger, whenever me and Mason were like got eighth, ninth grade and fucking smoking that shit. That fucking shitty shit we used to get.
For like $20 a gram.
Yeah, no, dog. Yeah, dog, we used to overpay.
Remember when we all were at my house when I lived in Moody Drive? Oh, fucking, okay, here's my address, motherfuckers. That's like where I, when I lived.
Old address.
In my old house.
Yeah.
When we snuck out, we hung out with Chris.
Yes.
We so I was like, dude, imagine the shit we had now, bro. We'd be tripping yes. balls.
Yeah, I was like, dude, imagine if we were like tripping on this shit we smoke now, and like saw this fucking group of kids walk out of the off the goddamn golf course.
How many
course.
Were there? There's like 20 people.
Yeah, there was a like, shit ton of people. Oh,
dude. See, I'm not
so
sure.
Like, here, I'll tell you the story. So like, it was like, what was it? Like 2 a.m, 1 a.m, we snuck out. But it was like 12 or 1 a.m, and me, Mason, Hayden, for this kid named Chris. And Peyton and Gavin. And we all
y'all
like,
heard about Chris before.
And we walked down this road. I walked down a neighborhood or whatever. And we meet up or whatever and we smoked some weed. And then on the way back, like we had this golf course that it's like a driving range.
It's like a country club or whatever.
Yeah, there's this driving range. And so we're just walking by, and it's, like, pitch black out there, right? And then next thing you know, you start hearing some shit, and you look to your left, and there's, like, 20 people coming out of the fucking darkness.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the
shit.
Fuck? Dude, it is weird.
It's like one of those, it's like, and Peyton always, like, because Peyton was there, and he always likes to say how, he's like, dude, look, I didn't do anything, like, I stayed there. And they asked me, like, why did your friends run? It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, Peyton thought he was so cool for that shit.
If I see, like, a bunch of shadowy figures in the distance.
If I see 20
me,
fucking
like,
figures,
I'm fucking
yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna show, like, I have no idea what's going on. Like,
while I'm high, dude, you best believe I'm fucking calling
who
it.
Who knows what, like, when you get, like, rich to a certain point, everything gets boring, motherfucker. You start doing
I remember.
Random shit.
We hid like the pipe. We put the pipe behind the behind. Mason had this pipe that he ordered, and his parents let him order. And it was like, "Why'd you want it?" He's like, "Cause it's cool." And they let him order the goddamn fucking tobacco fucking pipe, and like he hid it. Like you know, he smokes weed out of it, and he hid it behind the Port Royal. Oh fuck! Well, the country club sign. He hid it behind the country club sign, and we walked, and we saw those kids, and we fucking dipped left, and like, we started ding-dong-ditching houses and stuff. And then this other people that I think I know who they were, they drove fucking by, like you know, driving around, like, down the road, making a lot of noise. And we were fucking just, like, hiding off to the side and shit, trying to ding-dong-ditch houses. And his parents were like, y'all are fucking pussies. And, like, kept walking down the road as they drove by. Y'all remember that?
No.
No, not really, actually.
What?
I don't remember that. At all. It was just a figment of your imagination.
Dude, I just imagine how I'd be handling, like, getting as high as I was, like you know, like, the highest I'd been, like, before, when I was in fucking 8th grade then. I'd be, like, I'm not sure if I can handle it.
Bro, I was in the 6th grade, yeah. Dude. Imagine how I would be. Like, I don't even know how tall. How tall was I? I was, like, 4'10". I was, like, 4'10". And I had no fucking clue what I weighed, but like, imagine that shit would be crazy. Yeah. Like, I would've been geeked. One G pit, fucking on the floor. Jeez. I smoked with you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, coworker. I don't know how to say his name. It's not my place.
Yeah. And, yeah, I know you're talking about.
The one that's shorter than me.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Cone
yeah.
works at Kroger's, by the way.
Yeah. But, so yeah, so it was me and him and, like, his two other friends. Hotbox a bitch this today, like, for, like, an hour. Dude, they had no AC. The bitch was hot as a motherfucker.
Wait, does it during break?
What?
Wait, did you work today? No, you don't work today.
No.
You said you did it today?
Yeah, for an hour. Like... It was longer than an hour, but we were in the hot box for an hour,
like,
and then she
did
got
you
hot.
Up or did you pick him up?
Met up at I won't say where, but.
Your car?
No, their car.
Good. Don't get that fucking smell in your car.
Did y'all match?
I've already hotboxed my car before.
Who's hit harder? Who's hit harder? Theirs or yours?
To be honest, probably mine. I don't know, dude. Because the bloods they had were like they tasted like absolute fucking shit. Like, dude, it tasted so bad.
And dude, I did that. Time, like,
I was like, "Fuck, dude, Jamel. I can't take this shit. I can't take this hits." And nah, so,
where did you get? Where did you get your bloods from, Cohen?
I didn't get. They weren't mine. Oh. They were theirs. And this shit was nasty. But what I did, I took the blunt, put it in the Jeep, and pulled the Jeep with the blunt, and I go to hit it, cause all the other ones I can clear, I clear.
I thought that shit was cool.
and then I like unscrew it, I pull it, and it's like still dense as fuck after I breathed it all in,
yeah.
And it tastes like absolute fucking ass. I was like, I was threw up cause how bad it tastes.
Dude,
it wasn't backwood. It was like some nasty ass shit. It was some swishers. It was like I forgot. It was like gold swisher. It was fucking disgusting. I hate swishers so much.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking disgusting. But no, yeah, I had a backwood. They tried to roll my backwood and they fucked it. Like the dude fucked it up. Cause like I mean, I don't blame him. This shit's hard as fuck to roll backwood, but like he fucked that shit up bad.
Dude, should I learn how to roll fatties, boy?
You should. That should be your
dog. Name. You could be fucking cum Snoop Dogg's next fucking.
Oh yeah, blunt roller.
Yeah.
Professional
dude,
blunt
would
roller.
Would you do that? If you were offered that?
Yes, of course. $50,000 a year to roll blunts for Snoop Dogg.
That's my fucking.
You get to travel. Yeah, you get to travel with him wherever he goes. You get all of the like same shit he does basically. Because like, hey, when he gets like free shit, you get free shit because you're right there with.
Imagine
him.
The bitches you'd get. I'm like, oh, what do you?
And all the people you
Snoop
meet
Dogg's
too.
Blunts.
Yeah, dude. I feel like that'd be even better than just be like. Meeting Snoop Dogg and shit and like being friends with him. If you're his blunt roller, dude, you're his
dude,
fucking
that
blunt roller.
Yes.
Like, that's...
That means he needs you at fucking every day. Every fucking day.
I wonder how good the shit Snoop Dogg is smoking.
Dude, I bet that shit's gas as fuck. Dude, I bet that shit's gas as fuck.
I bet Snoop shit is like, you know how like most like weed is like less THC is like not the main chemical. Snoop shit.
Cannabinoid.
Snoop shit is probably like 90% THC, motherfucker. I bet that dude has some really strong.
I don't think he can reach out with the butt.
I'm just like.
Exactly. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I bet he's got some really high good shit.
Oh yeah, I fucking bet, dude. It's fucking Snoop Dogg, bro. You can't have weed without Snoop Dogg.
Once again, left the cast. His dog's always doing some random shit.
Like, what is he? He just moved throwing clothes in his floor.
Wait.
What?
Me to ask him what he's fucking doing.
He's just sitting there looking at the screen.
Hayden, I have a question.
What?
Did you lock your dog in your closet?
Do I lock my dog in my closet?
Is that what you did? So like she wouldn't run around?
No. So like I don't lock her in my closet because she'll get in shit. But she keeps on fucking getting in my clothes like she just did, and
because
like,
you leave on the fucking floor.
Takes no, I don't. I put him in the basket. She gets in the basket.
There's a basket on the floor, Hayden?
Yeah, but like I don't have anywhere else to put it. I don't have anywhere else to put it.
Put it on top of her crate. Oh shit!
Then she'll try to jump onto her. No, then she'll try to jump onto her crate. I know this bitch.
I don't think she's that desperate for your clothes.
Fucking this bitch is when she wants something to play for with, and like you know she like I had my like sometimes I bring my shoes in there. I don't want to throw my shoes in the closet, so like in the closet because they're supposed to go in the closet downstairs, so like I like you know put them on my like you know top of my clothes and I hide them on top of my clothes. They're my dirty clothes, and could you fucking not? And like she'll fucking grab my clothes and she's fucking attacking. Shut up, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck your little ass. Not playing. But no. Like she'll grab like my clothes and take them out and like dig out my fucking shoe and go back after it and shit. And yeah, she's a bitch. I'm gonna go fucking kill her.
Dude.
What?
Dude, why is that? Dude, Hayden leaving the podcast is interrupting the flow of a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
I have
can't...
a topic I want to bring up for all you guys.
So what
I'll
is
wait...
it?
No, I'll wait.
Oh, I'll wait for Hayden. Fuck you.
Dude, Hayden, bitch. You haven't been watching recently? You know who what? Bradley Martin is?
No.
Well, he's like this YouTuber. He hangs out with like
Vanilla Sounds Boys, boring.
Steve Will Do It, like he hangs out with those kind of people, like the Nook Boys and shit, and he's really jacked, and he like I see like owns like a gym and like some shit like that. And I've been watching his fitness videos recently, and they're actually really fucking good. I recommend.
Dead?
The last thing I say is he does this thing called a circuit, which at the end of every workout, it's like 15 minutes, and he does like, he picks like 6-5 exercises.
It's like a finisher.
And he does like, he does those 5 exercises, 30 seconds each in a row, like up to 15 minutes.
Right. And like, it's like, in weightlifting, we had one where ours was like, it would switch, it'd depend on what day we were working out. But like, we would do like 30 seconds of rows, weighted rows, 30 seconds of calf raises, 30 seconds of lunges, 30 seconds of body squats, 30 seconds of push-ups, and then like you did that back to back to back to back with no rest, and then you do it like 2 times.
Yeah,
it's like a finisher.
That sounds pretty finish good.
Off the workout. I mean, my finisher, I just do abs.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously good too. Hey, Naya, you me tell you what I was gonna say. I was gonna be like. What, are you doing any fitness this summer, Aiden?
Yeah, I got some ideas.
Like what?
I don't know. I gotta keep them to myself.
Hey,
I don't like sharing my shit.
I'm like, do you have any ideas for like future workouts? Like,
I do have some ideas.
So you can't tell?
Share? You can't be like,
No,
I can't.
Are they really that personal that you can't share your workout
this
plans?
I don't know. This type of thing I like to keep to myself. I don't know why.
You can't.
It's like, just like what I do.
What?
So you're saying like,
there's certain shit I don't like to speak like about. I don't know.
That doesn't make any
sense.
Wait,
let me understand. Just answer this. So you're saying, you don't like to be like, yeah, I'm thinking about like doing some runs here and there, maybe some cardio, but I'm mainly gonna like, I think I'm just gonna get like renew my membership at Planet Fitness this summer. I think that was really good last summer. I'm gonna do it again. I'd be like, oh, cool, dude. I don't know, Hayden.
I mean, I had thought about that, but like not as much as I was thought about.
Like, I would do that. I would go to Planet Fitness, but no, there's only 2 things that are stopping me from doing that is either A, the drive, and then B, I can just go for free at my dad's house and get the same gains.
Gotta get on a good friendship with Coach RP. Like, yo, can I get the keys to the gym, motherfucker?
So that's what he did say how that if we wanted, but I don't know because of the fucking COVID shit, how the football team practiced during the summer or workouts during the summer in the morning. He said that we could join, like we could ask if we could join in, not play football, but just like do the workouts and shit.
Dude, I bet that would make you want to play football.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, that would everyone, that'd be fun as fuck. Well, I would like to be in environment where like it's just you and like a couple of like good friends are around you and they're like, fucking do it, like you're trying to do that last rep. Oh, fucking struggling.
Push. Come on, bitch, come on, fuck.
But usually it's just me out behind my house listening to like some whatever music, go that's fucking around. But yeah.
I have to move my weight up tomorrow for my bench.
Dude, I'm thinking about doing the same.
I'm gonna do 125 now for my.
Can you do 125? I mean, like with your weights.
Hmm.
Can you like set up 125, or do you not have?
Yeah, I have 225 plates, 235 plates, 245 plates.
You got a couple of each.
210 plates, and 4 or 5 plates, and then 2.5 plates. So like I can do anything really, like, but like I probably might need to get some more plates just so like if I want to do like higher or more deadlifts, like fucking increase my deadlifts.
Yeah, I'm gonna start because the reason I bring this up, Hayden, is I was gonna be like, dude, like do you guys want to do like a fitness segment every week? Talk about what we're up to, fucking like, because right now. since college is done, and the only thing I'm gonna be doing is fucking painting my house for a couple weeks maybe, and shit. And the only other thing I want to focus on is fucking like getting back into shape. You know, fucking not even getting back into shape, just getting into shape. What am I saying? But yeah, like motherfucker, like I just want to get healthier. And like I finally had like a good time to focus on it. I literally have no reason to like no excuses.
Exactly. And if anything, like there's nothing better to do except to work out.
Honestly, yes, getting skinny would probably be the best thing in my life right now, and that is the truth. That'd probably be the best thing for me. So I thought we'd do a fitness thing every week, Hayden, and that's why I was asking you. Do you plan on doing any fitness?
Yeah.
Conservative
fuck. Sure.
I do.
Okay, like that's it.
Like,
just
but like you don't have any goals. Like I don't know.
I have goals.
What's your goals?
I have them.
Oh my god, dude.
Hey, dude
you fucking barely talking. It's like just let us hear it, man.
Here's the thing, dude. This week you gotta start doing at least some exercise, dude. I don't care if it's a couple push-ups every day. You come back tomorrow. Shut the fuck up, Hayden. Come back next Wednesday, and you have to tell us on a fitness segment.
Yeah.
And if it's insufficient, Cohen will roast you.
Oh, where did I get the? You hold him down while I roast him. Oh, Hayden. So how'd you feel about the shooting basketball, yesterday or? Yeah, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday.
Didn't Hayden get the smoke?
No, we didn't. We didn't smoke.
No, didn't he get the smoke?
He got the fucking smoke. Well, you got the smoke, Kane. Would you say you got the smoke?
I don't understand.
Oh, you just funny. So that dude, the dude that Hayden doesn't understand. He's too high.
No, I'm not.
Like, didn't he beat you? Is what he's like basically saying.
Yeah, Cohen did, not the other guy.
But like, Cohen,
his handles, but like.
You just I didn't say that much. You can strip him easily.
Right, yeah, dude, I did it a lot. But, like, he's shifty. That's about it. That's
he's athletic.
Oh.
Yeah, going for him.
But you know that dude that walked up on us asking for the charger?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he went to Publix and told Peyton that he was playing with us or whatever, shooting basketball with us or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, what the f-? Like, I would go into work and Peyton's like, yeah, some dude said that he was with y'all at the basketball court earlier. I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah. He's like, because I guess that he saw Hayden and, like, realized that we were twins or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's probably why. It's fucking weird there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I don't think that's weird for someone to be like, for someone to play basketball.
No, we didn't play basketball with him. He just walked up and asked if we had a charger, then walked away.
Oh, that's a little fucking weird.
Yeah.
Where were you
at? We're at CBC.
What the fuck?
Even weirder.
CBC
even
like,
weirder.
Like, it's just like a road, like a couple of like small houses, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, but where is it, Mason?
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Where is it then, Hayden?
Where is it, Mason?
See, you guys try to make all the controversial shit fall onto me. Ain't no what I'm saying. I'm not falling for the bait, bitch.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
But so every day I've been shooting basketball like every day, I've been shooting basketball.
I think
I've like found my shit again. Like I found my shot, decently. Dude. Like, cause like it was weird. So I didn't play with my contact. Like playing with my contacts on, I do worse. And playing with my contacts off, I do a lot better. And that day, yesterday, I didn't have my contacts in, and I fucking played good.
Did you drive?
Yeah.
Without contact?
It's not like I can't fucking see.
Do you play? All I know is that when I don't have my glasses on, it's hard for me to drive, actually. My vision's gotten fucking shit.
Really?
Yes, dude. Like, I can't. If I take my glasses off, I can't see the computer screen. Like, it's blurry.
Yeah. Like, I can't
see detail.
Like, and then, cause like I noticed that too. It's even fucking weird. Cause I was shooting at like 9 o'clock the other day on Sunday.
In the morning?
No, at night. And like I couldn't see the basketball rim at all, and I was making almost every shot. So like I was noticing like, so the less I focus in on like the goal itself, the better I shoot. Because when I have my contacts in, like I'm focusing on the rim, and like I'm missing all my shots. Like I'm focusing too hard on the shot instead of just trying to shoot it.
So then what were you focusing on?
Just like I don't know, like I defocus. Yeah, the feeling of the fucking of the shot itself, instead of not focusing on the goal and have to get the ball to the goal. No, it's just like they're like shooting it, it's throwing it up basically.
Yeah, I'd say I'd say a lot of time when I'm shooting basketball, if I shoot a shot and it goes in but I shot it bad, like that doesn't feel as good as when I like it feels like I'm like, eh, like that was just lucky. But like,
cause
you can good form, that good feeling.
Right, like, you get that shot, and, like, before, like, as soon as it leaves your hand, you know it goes in if it feels, like, super fucking good. And you're like, dude, that's going in,
yeah,
and it goes
it's
in.
It's such a good feeling. I know what you mean.
Like, it comes straight off, like, the middle finger, just, and it flows. It's like, bloop, splash. I'm shipping beyond.
Dude, I kind of want to play some basketball.
Damn. Should have did it today, man.
Dude, we should have did it yesterday.
I mean, I can do it
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, we should have. Mason, where'd you fucking... How come you didn't show up, dog?
Yeah.
I called you. You didn't answer.
Called you back like 2 minutes later.
Not true.
Damn. I don't know. But, like... But, yeah, I think I found my... And I think just benching has, like, got my chest, like, stronger. And so, like, I don't need to put so much power on the ball still to make it go in. And
yeah.
So it's just been better shooting wise.
Definitely. Dude. Sometimes I see like the really skinny like NBA players do like half court. Full court. I feel like how the
fuck. So it's like with Ray Allen, Steph Curry, right? Like you have these guys who are not like built, but like they're able to just like shoot forever. Like shoot the whole game and not get tired. And it's because they go in to practice like a couple hours early and just get thousands of shots up, and then the practice like an hour later and get thousands of shots up, and they do that day in and day out, and that they just like find the touch to be able to put the ball in the hoop. They do it so much, it's just like they can do it.
You should come to my house every once in a while, dude. I'm always shooting basketball. Like I say, like
what time though? Because like I know you,
like an hour every day I'm shooting basketball. I feel like most days.
I shoot like. Because I do it for cardio before my workout and after my workout instead of running or anything.
Yeah.
So I just shoot basketball. But I'm down. But, like, you don't wake up till like, fucking 1 o'clock.
I mean, dude, obviously, like, I think I'm going to start fixing my sleep schedule till like, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. Because, like, there's no reason for me to, like, wake up super early. You know what I mean? I have no AM shifts. It's not like I'm fucking going somewhere. But yeah, I don't know. I'm down to play basketball every once in a while.
I don't know, dude. I fucking love basketball. I wish it. You saw how the NCAA like permitted the use of the college athletes' name. Like they can make money now off their name.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it's obviously like that should have been a thing sooner. Like. It's one of those things where it's just, like, the rich people don't want to, like, give their money to, like, everyone. Because it's, like, they're making so much money right now that it's hard to be, like, oh, you're making $100 million. Because they won't to pay the players. It's, like, here, then make only $80 million. They're, like, fuck you, dude. Like, because then after taxes and shit, it's honestly, like, they only get, like, maybe, like, $35 million. So, I mean, like, they get mad at that shit. But I think this way, so they can make money, like, I think this is fine. I think it should have been a thing. I think it's just greed, honestly.
I mean, yeah.
And finally, after so many people calling out, they finally had to go, like, okay, motherfuckers.
We're listening.
Because it's like,
dude,
I think
it's greed. I just think it's them setting out personal goals for themselves and trying to exceed them.
No, it's definitely, what? It's definitely greed, dude. Because those basketball players, like, they're really, really, they're earning the money. It's not like they're, like, asking for like free money. It's like they're fucking spinning.
They're going out there. Yeah, yeah.
They're making you billions, bro. It's like paying some money.
Like they're making your school what it is, you know? Like yeah. So many schools form around their sports, basketball and football.
Yes, dude.
And like, so you're going to tell me that you're not going to reward these people of making your school what it is. Like that's just, I don't know.
Clemson. No, what's like a student?
That like what?
Really, I'm talking like a student that like really made recently that made a college like a thing.
Made college a thing.
Well, I guess you could say Clemson was Clemson ever like a team? I never heard about Clemson till like 2014.
Well, I'd say Duke is a big example of like they're called their athletes and that how they should be paid because their school is primarily sports related and their name is talked about in mostly sports, like college sports.
Yeah, I hear Duke and I instantly think of basketball.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think of school. I think of Duke basketball.
Yeah. So like, because like, what was it? When Zion Wild played RJ Barrett and all of them, how their tickets, that one ticket cost like $2,000 or whatever when they played. Shit. Yeah, I'm like, you're not gonna give any of that to the actual players themselves that the people are paying to see. Like that's, I don't know, but at least they changed it now.
Yeah. I think. But like it, the whole problem with paying athletes or whatever is that like, who are you paying and how much are you paying them? You know what I mean? Because it's like, well, does Zion Williamson, how much money does he deserve? And then how much does a cross player or whatever, like
right,
team
yeah,
that, like doesn't rake in like that much money?
Well, they're still they make money off their name, so
yeah,
like,
so yeah,
depending
yeah,
on how much fame they got, that's how much money they're gonna make.
Well, no,
practically.
What this means,
like advertisements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What
and how much jersey sales and ticket sales.
I don't think that's exactly what it means.
That's what it means.
Like make it be no, I think what it means is like they can do promotions and shit. They can like they can get a YouTube channel and like you like run it and get money
from
it.
Yeah.
Like before they couldn't do that.
Yeah, they can make money off their name.
That's what I'm saying. I thought you were trying to say like that also means like never mind. I thought you meant something different. I thought you whatever.
My fucking eye keeps going blurry, it's annoying. I know football, I don't know when football or college football did that. I don't remember. Then when did they do that? How long ago was it?
What?
When they allowed that?
It was too long ago.
It was, I know you're talking about, yeah, it happened a while ago.
Yeah. They did that, and yeah, at least they're, it's all.
You know what one of my favorite sports memories of the 2010s was?
What?
Like, I actually think it's, like, hilarious, is how, after Clemson won in 2019, then they went to go see Trump, how it was, like, a fast food. That fast food.
Oh.
I love the photos. It's such a baller photo. Like, Trump in the White House with, like, a bunch of fucking McDonald's. I think that's just so funny.
Yeah.
That was during, what's it called? The government shutdown.
Dude, you remember that? I remember that. The government shutdown.
Sport memory.
I mean, the government has shut down, like, twice in the past like, years.
That was a really
good
one.
I remember that one, though, because, like...
The Iris.
Because I was, like, going to our mom's work a lot or whatever, and everybody was talking about it and stuff. And how she had to work without getting paid.
Damn. But, your mom? Does your mom... So is the hospital, like, technically, like, owned by the government?
No, so this is when she worked for the Naval Hospital.
Yeah, Naval Hospital.
Yeah, she works at... I mean, it doesn't matter, I guess.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Whatever. So, but, what?
No, so, like, yeah, I was about to say, you guys have any topics you guys want to talk about?
I mean, you want to go back to conspiracy theories? I got you. Because, like,
let's hear one.
I don't know how you used to jerk off a lot, right, Mason? How you like, cut back, but, like, someone was saying how porn is psychological warfare. and that masturbation makes men weak and feminizes them.
I think that's kind of stupid.
Dog, did you hear Tyson Fury? He masturbates like seven times a day,
medically, like it's prescribed.
I definitely say
it's prescribed
because, like, it says like it's a major cause of mental, like, masturbation is a major cause of mental illness, and it causes anxiety and depression.
You ever see those like movies where it has that like jacked guy jerking himself in the mirror?
I think that conspiracy theory is kind of stupid. Just because I just think what happens to people that jerk off a lot is just they just get addicted to it, and that's what happens.
But, like, yeah.
And, of course, addiction is really bad. Like, any addictions can be, like, horrible. So.
But, like, have you met one person that, like, doesn't jerk off and is not happy with their life?
Yeah.
I have not.
I have. This is weird.
What?
It's this weird. It's like this. It's like one of those weird kids. I forgot who told me.
Okay, who? I don't fucking care about a weird kid, dog.
What? That's a third party information. Hayden, that is not.
He doesn't even valid. He doesn't even know the fucking
exactly.
name.
But like you get. But okay, so yeah, it's a stress reliever. But at the same time, like. I personally, I'll say I do one or two times a week. And going longer than that, like, I see that I'm more happy, like, I'm more energetic. And I can feel the testosterone fucking pumping through my blood, bro. You know?
Let's make the hate against on.
But, like...
He's getting off. Man, tell me if you agree. I feel like the times... When I jerked off the most.
I agree.
I know. I feel like the time when I jerked off the most was when, like, my testosterone was, like, the highest. But, like, I feel like I was the most, like, aggressive. And that's obviously due to, if you're becoming more feminine, quote unquote, fucking, you'd not become more aggressive. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just something fucking weird to think about, but.
Yeah, I do agree.
Like, what about monks, man? What about monks? They got these fucking magical powers and shit, and they don't jerk off, bro. I want to be like them, you know?
Being a monk.
You imagine? No, I'm not.
It's a hard fucking thing. It takes a certain kind of like person just
to,
like.
Like, to be honest, they can probably bust a nut with their fucking mind, dude. Like, it's just, all they gotta do is think about it and fucking activate. Yeah.
Cohen, you should.
That's why they're hovering, just by constantly nutting. I don't know.
Or they can stand up on their dick.
You
like, imagine
there's a good podcast. Joe Rogan has him on. He's the owner of the Hawks, so he's part owner. He's like a billionaire. He wrote a book on staying with the monks. And he's like friends with David Goggins shit. It's like, I forget his name. It's like Jesse. If you look up Joe Rogan, Jesse, like, living with the monks, you'll definitely find it or some shit. And it's pretty interesting. He talks about how, like, just living with them, like, they're basically like normal cool people. They're not that, like, they just different. they just have monk qualities.
Right.
And they breed German shepherds. They're like elite German shepherds. They train them.
They're Christian really Bale. Good.
That'd be fire. What?
What about Christian Bale?
In the first Batman.
Hey, dude. I'm sorry to get you on this, Hayden. I know a little bit about Batman lore. I don't know how. But the fucking group that he was in was an assassin group. Like, meant to
oh, yeah, that's
it.
True.
It wasn't no fucking monk group where they're like, assassin peace and group. Harmony?
Doctor Strange,
there you go.
Yeah.
Fucked hands. Imagine trying to jerk off his...
Do you guys know when in Doctor Strange where he, like, knocks him out of his soul or whatever?
Oh, yeah, like astral projection.
Let's experience that.
Astral projection. So I was, okay, there's going to be one episode of the Midnight Gospel. It's the last episode. I'm not going to spoil it or anything, but the person he's talking to was, like, describing how to, I want to say, not astral, but, like, kind of, like, meditate. And, dude, my fucking right eye is so blurry, like, holy shit. Well, anyways, so you put your hands, like, this is, like, a good way to do it. Like, you set your hands on a table or whatever, and you think, like, you just try to feel the inside of your hands. Like, just, like, trying to get your mind to be able to think, like, just feel the inside of your hands. And, like, you got to do it hard, and, like, you'll feel the flow of it. And, like, once you start feeling it, like, move it up to your arms, then move it up to your shoulders, and then your chest, and then, like, slowly down your body and the rest of your body. And then you'll realize, like, holy shit, like, you'll be able to feel the fucking flow. It's fucking weird, because I started doing my hand, like, just the hand. I didn't get, like, that far, but I was doing my hand. I was sitting there, like, looking at my hand, just trying to feel the inside of it. And I was sitting there for, like, 20 minutes, and I started fucking, like, feeling this shit, and it was weird as fuck. I was like, what the fuck? And, like, you'll realize that you're just sitting there calm as fuck, feeling good. But, like, that's, like, one method on how to start doing it. And, like, the more you do it, the better you get at it.
How often would you say you're in the zone?
What do you mean in the zone?
Like, do you ever get those moments where, like, you'd, like, it happens, like, every now and then, once in a while, like, some shit needs to get done, or you need to do something, or you need to perform, and, like, you just go in that mindset, and you just get shit done, like, you're doing, like, everything at your best ability, but it doesn't, like, last for a while.
I don't think I've ever been in that.
Yeah, have you ever been, like, a zone?
Yeah,
like,
I don't feel like either.
Or, like,
I just feel like I've got just gone out and fucking did it.
You never been, like, in a zone, like, let's say, like in sports, like, that's a good, obvious example. It's, like, fucking, it's, like, when a player's just, like, on fire, like, for, like, the whole, like, game.
Oh, shit. Like, yes. Okay. Like, yeah, I know. So, the main time that I felt like I was in the zone, like, this kind of might be, like, stupid, but, like, it was in eighth grade, the teacher versus student game. They've already mentioned this, but, like, so, like, they passed me the ball. Like, it was the first shot. Like, I took whatever. I pull up from three and fucking drain it. And just everybody in the whole fucking, like, because the whole school is in there in the gym or whatever, like, start screaming, like, ah! And that feeling, like, you can feel the fucking power, dude. I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt so, like, fucking good. And then, well, you know, next two shots I take, boom, my threes, drain all of them. And, like, I didn't miss a shot. And, like, I felt like I was on fucking top of the world. At, like, that my eighth grade self felt like I was fucking... If there's a God, it is me. That's how I fucking felt. And then they took me out and sat me the rest of the year. And we lost. But, fuck. Hey.
Yeah, that's a fucking L. They just took you out and you lost.
Yeah.
Dude. What a spit in my face. Ain't that right, Aiden?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you tell me what the last time we talked about on this podcast is?
Well, we're talking about getting in the zone and how Conan was telling us the thing.
But
about
have you mentioned anything? Like, what was the last time
whenever Mason was first trying to describe, like, have you ever gotten in the zone? And I was like, no, I don't know, because I didn't think I knew he was talking about. Then he brought up the example of, like, sports and stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
I mean, it can be.
And then that's the last time.
Do my right eyes.
I feel like on sometimes, like, in a test or once in a while, like, I'll be like, dude, like I have.
Fuck no! Like, the last time I thought that I did so fucking good on a test, I bombed it. Yeah, like, every time I feel like I did
that's
so
me.
Great on
that,
a fucking
that's fucking
test,
me.
I do not do good. And I'm that's like, oh, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I thought I did wonderful. I thought I was, like, aces, motherfucker.
That's
and what? Man. No, I get, like, a 63.
That's some false confidence. Holy
yeah,
shit.
I know. Like, yeah, I every time, happens, every time it happens. Like,
every time?
Every time.
Yeah, that's fucking hell.
See, that's like, now I'm starting to think, like, oh shit, if I'm doing really easy on this, isn't that, this test must be fucking hard as shit then.
That's the same what you hate?
Yeah. Whenever I think of me, like, thinking I did really well on a test, like, I never, like, think of, like, it actually, like, doing well. I always think of, like, oh, it never fucking worked out. Oh, it was like I did shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, how did you enjoy your last math class? What was your last math class?
Mine?
Yeah.
It was problem stats, and I had Balin in that class. I fucking hated that class so much. Because guess who's my fucking teacher?
Oh, C-Dog.
C-Dog.
The fucking English teacher. Holy shit, I forgot. I don't know how
that guy hates his life so fucking much. It is insane.
Dude, but, well, I remember one day, I had his class. I had geometry in his class. And it was like, do you guys ever got those classes where it's like, you get in the class, you're like, know no one in this class, and it's like, I don't think I want to know anyone in this class.
Right,
it's like, god damn, it's like, this is
I remember I was in his class, geometry class, freshman year or whatever, and then they switched me out, like, they took me out, and I was like, what the fuck, I thought I was gonna like that class, and then after hearing all this shit about him, like, oh, dude, maybe it was a good thing that I didn't get in his class.
Yeah, well,
he's a cool guy. He's just like, he just fucking hates his life.
I don't know. Well, I met these people, and they weren't good people. I'm not sure what the fuck happened to them. Actually, one of them, I will tell you this off camera. I'm not saying this on camera, but I hung out with him one day, and we went out. You know, Port Royal has, like, the docks, like, the abandoned docks or whatever, like, the whole port, or, yeah. There's, like, if you go, like, you can, there's, like, no one there, it's a bunch of, like, random, like, shit, so yeah. We went there, we walked around, and, like, they're, like, you want to smoke, and I was, like, I guess I'm down. I was, like, in 10th grade, this is after I got fucking busted. Dude, great story, dude. Because this is the year me and Ethan got busted for drugs in school. Halfway through, I fucking get busted. I come back. And they're like, where the fuck did you go? And I was like, oh, just nothing, dude. Like, had some family trouble. They're like, So I didn't know if I got busted. And like, you want to smoke? And I was like, word. And afterwards, like, they just said some crazy shit. And I remember, I'll tell you who it is later. I'm not saying I'll take care of it. But he goes, there's this girl in this class. And he goes, you know the girl in the back of the house? Like, oh, yeah. He's like, he basically said, like, he just stared at her fucking panties the entire time. I was like, what the fuck, dog? And I was like, don't you think that's a little weird? He was like, yeah, I don't know, man.
What?
Like, he kind of dodged the question. He was like, I don't know. He's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you ever, like, ask someone a question?
Yeah, I think so.
And, like, well. They just can't, like, really answer. They're like,
I guess.
They're like, I don't know. Like, they're like, fuck you. I don't know.
What the fuck? I wonder who this is.
I'll tell you now. After. I want to kind
of. Do I know who it is?
Dude, you want to end the podcast? I'll tell you who it is.
Fuck. I mean, shit. Yeah, well, how long has it been?
It's been an hour and 12 minutes, actually.
Alright.
Yeah, if you heard that story, you're a real one, maybe I'll tell you the name at the beginning. Maybe I'll drop the name.
Oh yeah, because no one knows what it would be connected to unless they watch this one.
See you later.